This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I just listen to the news. It just tears me up just listening to the news. Especially when you consider how corrupt certain parts of this country have become. Last year, when Trump was talking about vote fraud, and he said that accounted for Hillary Clinton's raw vote majority, the Democrats and their shills were unanimous in denouncing the false claims. The Amazon Washington Post recently called it a zombie claim. When the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity was announced, it was announced as a waste, an attempt to intimidate minorities and a scheme to violate privacy, which has caused states to refuse to release public data requested by the commission. Its investigator, J. Christian Adams, is being vilified. Even Republicans expressed reluctance to Politico over the investigation. And Chuck Schumer bizarrely linked vote fraud to Charlottesville. In the wake of the confrontation, Schumer called for Trump to disband the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. He said the actions of the commission were wolves in sheep's clothing and a ruse designed to revive the old playbook and disenfranchise minority voters. They really, really don't want anyone looking closely at vote fraud, is what it is. They claim that there is none of any significance. That probably explains why this report from the Chicago City Wire has been so thoroughly ignored by the mainstream media. Because coming from there, we get more than 14,000 votes were cast in Chicago during the 2016 general election than there were voters to cast them, based on separate figures released by the Chicago Board of Elections, the chairman of the Chicago Republican Party has reported. Chris Cleveland told the Chicago Wire that on a whim, he filed a Freedom of Information request with the board, which provided him with a list of 1,101,178 people who voted in the general election. An earlier post on the board's website that there was 1,115,664 votes had been cast. Cleveland said there should never be more votes than voters. Every ballot cast should be recorded against a registered voter. The party did a breakdown of voting by precinct, and Cleveland said it found an uneven distribution of discrepancies. 15 precincts had 100 more ballots cast than voters, while others had fewer votes than voters. Judicial Watch got involved. They named Illinois among 11 states that have another kind of discrepancy in their voting rolls. The number of registered voters exceeds the number of voting age citizens as determined by a review of census data. In April, they sent a notice of violation letter along with a threat to sue 11 states. Robert Popper is the director of Judicial Watch's Election Integrity Project and former deputy chief of the voting section of the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. He said that not maintaining accurate voting rolls violates the National Voter Registration Act of 1993. He said that people remember the act as the Motor Voter Law because it requires the states to offer voter registration forms with driver's license applications. But what a lot of people forget is that as a compromise for getting the act through, it requires states to maintain accurate voting rolls. Judicial Watch identified 26 Illinois counties where voter registration was higher than the number of people eligible to vote. No wonder they want to be dismissive of this one. No wonder. And yet, they'll say that there's no discrepancies. They'll say that there's no fraud. I don't have we have the Republicans ever been accused of voter fraud? Have they ever been accused of having more votes than people eligible to vote? I don't think so. I don't know that. If they have, I would love to know it. I'm not above putting the Republicans in that basket at this point. But that shouldn't surprise us, because they are projectors. Everybody on the left is a projector. Whatever they say that you are, that's actually what they are. Like Antifa, they claim to be anti-fascist when actually they are fascist. Getting out there and saying, I'm going to cave your skull in with a ball bat that has some nails in it if you don't agree with everything I say. You don't deserve your voice. You are the voice of hate. And I hate you for being the voice of hate. That's sort of fascist, isn't it? So, when you're taking some of these things in consideration, look at what they are saying. Definitely look at what the Republicans are not saying. The Republicans should be coming out saying there is going to be rule of law. And then they should, I don't know, they should activate some sort of federal, the Fed should go in, the Department of Homeland Security, they should send the DHS into anywhere they're going to have one of these events where somebody's gotten a permit, no matter which side it is that's gotten a permit, and if one side tries to stop the other, they should step on it. I mean, they should stomp it into the mud immediately. They should make a clear statement. And if somebody gets out there and says, well, the counter-protesters were out there because they were protesting hate. Well, are we trying to decide which wrong is the lesser? Are we trying to pick the winners and losers? Why don't we just pick the Constitution? Why don't the feds just simply pick the Constitution? It's a very simple thing. It would be so much easier nowadays if they were to do that. Of course, they're not going to do that because that would take away their power. That's what it's all about, you understand. It's about the power. It's just like Tony Montana said in Scarface. First you got to get the money, then you got to get the power. And that's all they want is the power. They want your money too. They want the power. They definitely want the power. They want to keep the power. All the time. That's the stuff you can take away no matter which side is saying this. Although the people on the left, the remaining ones that are there, they're pretty much a lock. The only ones that are not a lock in the Senate, I hope, are the Republicans. Although there's a lot of, there's going to be a lot of Democratic senators that are going to be coming up in 2018, and it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for them. Tough, tough, tough. But the fight continues, and it's never going to end. And, you know, for everybody that wanted to take, you know, like talking about the Memorial Day weekend part where you just want to sit down and just forget everything, I get that. Except remember that the left never gives up. They never rest. They never do any of that. So you got to ask yourself, am I willing to let some things slip by? Because I'm tired. Simple as that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Live tonight, which I didn't say in the last one, that this is hour number three. This is Lock and Load. In the 1920s, the Nazis and the communists frequently battled in pubs and streets as they fought for supremacy in Germany. After the prolonged battle, the Nazis won out. The communists were outlawed in Germany the day Hitler took power. And that was the beginning of the rise of the Nazis becoming the most hated group in world history. The battle between the two groups did not end there. Stalin took control of communist Russia, renamed the Soviet Union, In the 1930s, while Hitler was consolidating power and beginning to eradicate his enemies, Stalin was throwing thousands into the gulag and murdering millions. The rivalry, which had been in Germany, was now internationalized to determine how despicable those competing and similar political philosophies could become. Despite all this acrimony, on August 23, 1939, those two countries signed a non-aggression pact. They decided to carve up Europe, and as you know, that began 9 days later when Hitler invaded Poland. With his greatest enemy pacified, Hitler went about taking over the rest of Europe, with only Britain left in the West, and convinced the Americans were going to stay neutral. So Hitler decided to turn on his rival, and he attacked Russia in June of 1941. We shouldn't go to Poland and ask the Polish people who were more evil, the Nazis or the communists. You would probably get a three-hour answer demeaning both. They will tell you that both were the definition of evil, because the Polish lived through it. This history lesson serves to show why Stalin and the communists were not perceived as being evil as Hitler, or as evil as Hitler and the Nazis. Everyone's seen pictures of the mass murderer Stalin sitting with Roosevelt and Churchill at Yalta. That sanitized Stalin and the communists. It was probably a corrective patent that we should have gone on and wiped out the Russian government. It would have saved the world 45 years of the mass murders they committed and spread through other countries. And as evil as the Nazis are or were, and they define evil, we should never have given the relative pass to Stalin and Mao and the other communists who killed millions and millions of people. We should call out those kinds of evils and never judge them on a relative basis. Once you achieve a certain level of evil, you are way past the discussion of whether you're just plain evil or some other derivative of evil. Claiming that you are fighting a despicable evil does not give justification to your existence if you create a comparative level of evil. Both evils need to be eradicated. This country has had groups and philosophies that took a significant role in our existence that were overtly evil. And though we have not eliminated them completely, they have been diminished, yet are still deplorable blemishes. And we will never, ever completely get rid of evil philosophy simply because we have 325 million people within our border. We will have demented evil people no matter what we do. That's the price of freedom. We have laws and police forces to control and minimize the effects of these groups. We have the First Amendment and moral suasion to eradicate them. And we don't have vigilantes in America. What we do not need is a private group of people claiming to represent us, using the same tactics as the evil groups, displaying the same hatreds and violence, using a justification of supposedly fighting the evil forces to suppress and damage the First Amendment to reach their self-determined outcome. They are just as evil as the forces that they are fighting. We do not need a replay of the Nazis versus the communists on the streets of our cities. We don't need more evil people. Now, the Black Bloc, or Antifa as they like to be known, they are evil. They are violent anarchists. They are dangerous and potentially destructive to our society. They want to be judge, jury, and police force in determining who has rights in this country and who does not. And to accomplish that, they're ready and willing and able to be violent against anyone they deem to be their unfavorable enemies. Far too frequently, we see these disgusting militant anarchists cause violence on our streets and our college campuses. Nazis and Black Bloc and KKK and Antifa and neo-fascists, I guess there's a fresh take on fascism. Communists, ISIS, Red Brigade, Boko Haram, Khmer Rouge, Al-Qaeda. Are we really going to have a discussion on which one of these is a good evil? Wouldn't that be ludicrous? Yet we have been having one about a few of these in America. And we should never, ever get to a point where we have to choose a favorite hate group. Evil is evil. And we stand against all forms of evil. We have fought very violent wars to eradicate those evils. Within our borders, we are in a pitched combat to try to restore the rule of law and maintain the First Amendment. And we need to get back to that. That will save America. If we don't do that, we will lose it. We will lose the great republic, the great experiment. I'm going to tell you a story. I used to be at a network. Some of you have listened to me there. They were all about labels. The audience there was all about labels. And because I wouldn't say one certain group was bad, I was told that what I talked about from time to time had no bearing whatsoever on anything real. My point was this. If you are against the Constitution and you're coming to take over the country and you're coming over the ridge, you're just a silhouette. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you identify as. You can be Antifa. You can be Black Bloc, KKK, Al-Qaeda. You can be part of the, you know, the domestic terrorist group of the Ruritan Club, for all I care. We are going to have to deal with you. I'm not concerned with who they are. I'm concerned with what they're doing. And that's something that all of us should be doing. We should all be looking at what they're doing, not who they are, not what they say they are. There is no lesser evil. Evil is evil, period. End of discussion. Keep all of that in mind. There is no better evil. Except in certain elections. There's a lesser evil in some votes. That's because everybody wanting to run for office. It's already in office, I guess. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
asking everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Considering a career in broadcasting, I'm going to give you some completely unsolicited advice. Do not mess with the shock mount of your mic when the music is rolling and you're coming back. Don't do it. Just don't do it because it's going to fall off and then you're holding your mic and a shock mount mic is not meant to be held. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I was just, you know, trying to do my part for the PSA so that all of you broadcaster wannabes out there, don't do as I do sometimes, okay? Just don't do it. You know, the donkey fits the Democrat Party well as a mascot. But a better mascot would be a shifting goalpost. Because with the left, it's almost always a bait and switch. Like the Confederate flag. Back in 2015, they demanded that the Confederate flag be taken down because Dylann Roof had a picture of one on his Facebook page. Now, most Republicans, even Southern Republicans, didn't care that much about the Confederate flag. So in South Carolina, for example, the Republicans voluntarily removed the Confederate flag, which was actually a battle flag. It was not the Confederate flag here in South Carolina. It was a battle flag. And that's what the left wanted, right? So that was it. No, that was the start of the bait and switch. First, the Dukes of Hazzard was taken off the air. Now, the Dukes of Hazzard were many things. But the only thing, General Lee was a car painted a certain scheme. Confederate flags were ripped down. People would run up on people's property and rip their flag down. They would commit vandalism doing it. There were leftists who said that waving a Confederate flag should be considered a hate crime, and Southerners in general were attacked as racist. Then people who protested that stupidity were labeled as bigots. But then they moved on to the statues, and the left demand that the statues be taken down, and they began to vandalize them. So now they're taking it further. They've gotten so hysterical about this subject that the ESPN pulled an Asian broadcaster by the name of Robert Lee off of a University of Virginia game because that sounded too much like Robert E. Lee. Now we begin to fight over taking down the hundreds and hundreds of Confederate monuments across the country. And after that, the battle will be over renaming buildings and streets. Leftists in Memphis literally dug up the graves of Nathan Forrest and his wife. Right now in New York, you'll see that they're discussing tearing down a statue of Columbus and even Grant's tomb. And leftists in Baltimore took a sledgehammer to a Christopher Columbus monument, and even Al Sharpton came out against the Thomas Jefferson Memorial. So you may think that you're arguing about the Confederate flag or the statue of Robert E. Lee, but the left is really arguing about memorials to Columbus and Grant and Jefferson and Washington and Lincoln. Name it. Pancho Villa is okay, though. Furthermore, not only are you never really arguing about what you think you are arguing about with the leftist, they will paint you as evil for continuing to support something they were backing 5 minutes ago. How did the left, how many leftists did you hear demanding gay marriage 20 years ago? I can help you with that. None. Then, the second Barack Obama changed his mind about it, everyone who disagreed with gay marriage became a gay-hating homophobe. Did you notice the shocking speed with which we moved from the leftists would never demand that women share bathrooms with men, that's crazy, to anyone who doesn't support men and women in the same bathroom is transphobic, whatever that is. And along similar lines, condemning whatever leftists want you to condemn to try to win favor with them is pointless. Go ahead and support their call to take down Confederate monuments. Do that, and they'll then demand that you oppose any sort of efforts to prevent voter fraud. Agree to that, and they'll insist that you admit that you're racist by default since you're white. Go along with that, and they'll say you have to vote for whatever tyrannical socialist they run in 2020 to be a good person. Then finally, if you say that's a bridge too far, they'll say, ha, I knew it. You're just another one of those white supremacist Republicans. So there is no win-win to be had. There is no honest debate. There's only a bait and switch designed to elevate leftists at everyone else's expense. And do not get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. If I'm wrong, if I'm incorrect, if I make a mistake, I'm not above apologizing for that. Way not apologizing. I mean, that is the nature of, I think, enlightenment, understanding when you're wrong. With the leftists, I don't apologize. Because leftists don't view apologies like a normal human being. They view even the most sincere apology from a non-leftist as a club that they're going to take from you and beat you with. If you get in the crosshairs of some mob of social justice warriors, you're a fool if you think they will let you be because you were big enough to admit you were wrong. To the contrary, they will demand that you be fired, that you be scorned, that no good person could ever have anything to do with you again, and they will point to your own apology as absolute proof that they're right. Other times, it's a little more insidious. Do you remember how it worked with Obamacare? The Democrats promised Obamacare would dramatically cut the cost of health care, that people could keep their doctors and plans, everything was going to be wonderful, amazing, and better in every way. And none of that turned out to be true. After trying to blame the failures of Obamacare on Republicans, leftists admitted that they had to lie to get the bill passed, and said we should all be grateful that they did. Besides, everyone knew they were lying anyway, right, all along. Now that the system that they promised would be the best thing ever is falling to pieces, their solution is single payer. And that turns out, coincidentally, to be what many Republicans said they were trying to do all along. According to Republicans, the idea was to design a plan that would fail so they could try to do a full government takeover. Which is Cloward and Piven, by the way. That's the old Cloward and Piven details there, you know. Set everything up to where everything fails and then rush in to take over. We'll save you. We're the government. Now, that might sound a little conspiratorial, except as it turns out, that's exactly what happened. So, going along with a bad leftist idea turns out to be a setup or justification for an even worse one down the road. And if you want intellectual honesty from them, you're not going to get it. Human decency, fairness, logic, a consideration of the societal or economic cost of their ideas. Do you even just want them to care whether the programs they propose work or not? You're not going to get that from any of them. All you're going to get is an unwavering conviction that everything that they want to do is good because it's leftist, along with baiting and switching until they get their way. If they come to you wanting anything, promising anything, saying something's going to happen, it's not. They say it's going to cost this much money. It's going to cost more. And don't forever forget Charlie Gard as far as single payer. Single payer health care means we become wards of the state. Plain and simple. Even if you have the money to where you don't have to be a ward of the state takes control of you. So then you may have to fight your way out. I mean physically fight your way out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. From a CNN editor-at-large, former Washington Post writer named Chris Saliza, we get this that came out just prior to President Trump's rally in Phoenix, Arizona. Previous attempts at restarting a new and more politic version of the Trump administration have been dashed along the rocks of the president's desire to be applauded and loved by his base. A more politic Trump. Unaware, just outrageously unwilling to observe the unwritten rules of Washington, Saliza observed the president has caused the Republican Party, and actually the entire political world, to suffer from a permanent case of whiplash. Oh my goodness. Really? The entire political world? And the lions and tigers and bears, oh my? Not to mention the donkeys and the elephants and the rhinos. And you have to understand this, and you may want to sit down for this. Trump doesn't always do what the Washington establishment, both political parties and its media wing, wishes. Or say what they would have him say. Or say it in a manner approved by the powers that have been for so long. Now, last Monday, when he abandoned his previous policy position on getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan in favor of continuing the establishment-supportive policy of keeping those troops there, he was very well received in the nation's capital. Neocon Lindsey Graham, a longtime never-Trumper, spoke of Mr. Trump's smarts and moral courage. The hashtag Never Praise Trump Washington Post applauded the president's self-correction, declaring that Trump deserves credit for changing his position in a way that is likely to displease some of his political supporters. But when he holds a view contrary to the Washington, D.C. consensus, his wisdom and moral bravery don't get a whole lot of celebration. Instead, we hear he is unfit to hold the office. So says former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, best known for fibbing to Congress's face about the National Security Agency sweeping up every American citizen in their massive surveillance program. He said on CNN, quite gravely, I really question his fitness to be in this office, and I'm also beginning to wonder about his motivation for it. Senator Bob Corker, Republican, Tennessee, agreed. The president has not yet been able to demonstrate the stability nor some of the competence that he needs to demonstrate in order to be successful. So we're saying he's not as good as Obama. Is that right, Republicans? You're saying he's not as good as Obama. Obama was stable, I guess. Obama was stable in telling one of the Never Trumpers, like John McCain, John, we're not campaigning anymore when we're talking about health care. We're not campaigning anymore, and we won. That's stability. From the television talking heads, who have begun to believe they're teachers, because I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but some teachers out there will tell you that your child needs to be medicated. They've decided to become clinical diagnosers as well. Trump, we are informed, suffers from some sort of mental malady, precluding him from being president. Congresswoman Jackie Speier, Democrat, California, recently accused the commander-in-chief of erratic behavior and mental instability that placed the country in grave danger and demanded that the 25th Amendment be invoked, removing President Trump. Now, that amendment requires a declaration signed by the vice president and cabinet officers removing a president who is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. According to the litany out there about the president, he combines every bad personality trait imaginable and worse. Trump with the nuclear codes? That's a clear and present danger. The human race faces annihilation. Clapper cautioned. In a fit of pique, he decides to do something about Kim Jong-un. There's actually very little to stop him. So there's very little in the way of controls over exercising a nuclear option, which is pretty damn scary. But if Trump will take to a T the sage advice of the wizards of official Washington, we can all get along just well. For starters, born out of course, heartfelt concern for the success of the Trump presidency, CNN's Salisa produced a detailed list of topics to avoid when Trump spoke to his Phoenix fans. The Salisa coaxed and commandeered commander-in-chief was instructed neither to re-litigate Charlottesville in any way, nor make any note of numerous Cleveland Brown players taking a knee during the national anthem. And since no one likes the guy defending the rich and entitled from the average Joe or Jane, Trump was enjoined not to defend his commerce secretary's wife from attacks over her social media post per her fancy fashion sense. At least that's what Salisa and much of official Washington have been told about the average folks. Salisa even worried that Trump might offer an unscripted comment about looking up at the sun for a split second during Monday's solar eclipse without protective glasses, which went against the consensus advice of medical experts. Now Democratic politicians around the country despondent over the lack of assassination attempts can hold on to a faint hope for blindness. Most important of all, he pleaded with the president not to dare attack Arizona's two incumbent senators, McCain and Flake, Republicans, members of his own party after all, but both often critical of Trump. Now Trump, of course, didn't take Salisa's advice. He did indeed take shots at both senators, particularly Flake. Flake faces a difficult re-election campaign made only more difficult by the president's kind words for one of Flake's opponents in next year's Republican primary. In more recent days, he's mixed it up with another GOP senator, firing back at Corker of Tennessee. The mainstream media sees the opposition from the Republican establishment in Washington as proof that Trump cannot get along with others and is not fit to be president. But to the average American voter, it appears as more evidence that Trump is a true outsider to the system. Salisa, because he's so damn good, says Obama made the people feel hopeful, Bush made them feel at ease, and Trump made people feel angry. And that anger directed at the political establishment, the status quo of the media, is what drove Trump to victory. Well, Obama sort of drove it that way, too. Aren't you the ones that keep saying that the Democratic Party's in tatters with no bench? And that's a typical insider viewpoint. It's both right and wrong. Salisa's correct that the American people are livid with the poor policies and bad behavior of the establishment. But he's wrong that Trump made them angry. Trump has been able to withstand media negativity as well as a total lack of support from his own party's insiders for one simple reason. All of this validates him as the ultimate outsider to a system that the electorate, which is both long frustrated and increasingly angry, they want that system, that status quo, turned upside down. While everybody's sitting out there talking about, well, we're going to primary Obama. I'm not Obama. We're going to primary Trump. We'll be primarying him. He's going to have our time being real. No, he's not. He is not. I'll make that call right now. He is not going to have a hard time being reelected. I don't care what they throw at him. I hope they throw Maxine Waters and Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren at him. That would be hilarious to watch those three ladies go at it to begin with. And then to watch the, you know, everything else that goes along with it. Hilarious. Why would that? Computers just vex me. Do they vex you? They vex me. They vex me altogether. Now, just drink all that in, if you would. Go home tonight and think about the outsider in place. Go home and think about the fact that you got to watch yourself. Continue to train. Keep your eyes open. Pay attention. We'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.